The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. Sam Adams, the man most responsible for the Declaration of Independence, pointed out the importance of defending our God-given rights when he stated, quote, "Among the natural rights of the colonist are these, first, a right to life, secondly, to liberty, thirdly, to property," he said, "together with the right to support and defend them in the best manner they can. The supreme power cannot justly take from any man any part of his property without his consent in person or by his representative," end quote. Let's look carefully at one of these liberties the king had stolen and consider what's happening to us today. Let's look at what they called property rights. The right to own property that you're willing to work for is God-given, not government-granted. Therefore, it is a stewardship from God that He expects us to protect and pass on to our children. No one has a right to take your property without you agreeing to it. But let's consider one of the sneaky ways your property is being stolen from you. Does government have a right to tax your land, your house, your car? Not according to America's founders. Government taxing of property is a violation of God-given rights because only God owns the land. Whoever he enables to earn enough with which to buy that land is the person he is entrusting it to. Therefore, for any person or institution, including government, to take your land without your agreement is a sin against God as well as a crime against you. But as things stand right now, government can take your whole property if you don't pay the tax on it, even though that property be worth much more than the tax which is placed on it. If government can seize your property for not paying this tax, it is downright stealing your possession. And remember, whoever owns your property owns you. We must be willing to fight for our property. The pilgrims learned that the right to gain and maintain their material property was actually the right to teach their children. You see, they reasoned if they couldn't gain and maintain their material property, they had no security. Without security, they had no time with their children. They would be spending all their time just to keep body and soul together with their labor. With that kind of schedule, they had no time to teach the next generation why they were here and what God's purpose for them was. No teaching of the next generation means no understanding of liberty. With no understanding of liberty, your children won't see the value of defending liberty. They'll waste their time working just to gain material things or to gain some pleasure or someone's recognition. And thus, in a generation or two, your children will live as slaves. This is why we must fight to protect our property from others, including our own government. We must fight by legal means now, so we won't have to fight by physical means later. We must do what Nehemiah told the Jews when they were threatened by the enemies of liberty. He urged them, quote, "Remember the Lord who is great and awesome, and fight for your sons, your daughters, your wives, and your houses." God has given us the legal means of free speech. We can talk to our legislators and insist that they repeal the laws that force us to pay property tax. If they won't listen to us, then we must use the means of our vote to replace them with people who will listen to us. The only other option is to let our children become slaves. Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our Children's Heritage Days, by visiting heritageministriesky.com. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.